just mosey into Thursday morning.
That!
A 98.9 to Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. Good morning.
Turn the lights
on. So, you know, video killed the radio star,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What happened to the days of us just being able to do the radio? But no, gotta turn on the lights in the studio.
Picture like if, content creators had that giant ring light. Well, we have a 4-foot by 4-foot upside down umbrella beaming this bright white light down at us. By the time the camera sees it and you see it on social, it'll look just like normal. But like, it's like,
it's still not perfect. I gotta figure, it's either my face, which it very much could be. Sometimes they blame it on the camera.
The face, right? Yeah.
But it's really just my face. I match the orange in the Buzz logo behind me.
Behind you, yeah, right. Maybe the camera just thinks that you're just part of it, you know. You are the Buzz.
Not orange, am I? Am I orange? Do I have an orange complexion?
No,
you
not really.
You can be honest with me, it's okay.
No, Cheetolini, no problem. We're fine.
How about I had a dream last night that someone told me, I don't know who this dude was, some rando dude is like, listen, because I am using self-tanner lately.
Oh, that's right.
And he's like, listen, I don't like how that looks on you. And I'm like, well.
Wait, your dream said this?
Yes. The guy's like, it might be a little too, I don't know what he said in the dream, but he was critiquing my self-tan. I'm already freaking self-conscious. Now I'm having dreams about it.
Oh, all right.
Anyhow.
Well, and when you're in your garage, just move out into the sunlight. You'll get a little
what
glow.
What sunlight?
Well,
we live in Rochester.
Well, true. Well, that's true. Anyway, so we start your Thursday morning looking like this. Clouds will linger today, but you still can get sun through clouds, by the way. You can still get... there will be some occasional breaks of sun possible. There's going to be a chance a couple shower thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon, and it would be 75, 76 degrees today. Not bad. Tomorrow, back to isolated showers for Friday, but we'll get 81 tomorrow and more humid for your Friday. So there's that. Weekend outlook, Saturday 73, Sunday 58. More chance of rain Saturday than on Sunday. There's the deal. Wham, wham, wham. We're looking at a Thursday morning. It's the 15th, halfway through the month of May. Can you believe that? Mm-mm. Halfway through the month of May, Sandy.
I can't. Oh, I'm still wearing a sweatshirt. I can't.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't know that I should wear something to work. I don't know. I don't know. I've got like a Henley thing on, like a, a long sleeve tee with the buttons on it. And
is that what it's called?
I think it's called a Henley. Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. Yeah. And I didn't know whether I should wear like a jacket over it or like got this like light jacket.
Yeah. Okay. Today's going to be a big day today because it's Thursday. So in the 8 o'clock hour, we always invite the Buzz fam.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a big party in the studio because Dancing with the Arc, that's the event that we do every year for the Arc of Monroe.
A couple weeks away.
It's a Dancing with the Stars pretty much, but it's the people of the Arc paired up with, I should say, a local celebrity. It is the best, most fun event ever. It's June 5th. If you want to come, meet us out at the ballpark. But they're going to be in the studio with us.
One of the celebrities and one of the ARC people are coming in. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. We got them.
We got shots. Is so weird to say, hey.
Hey, we got shots.
We're going to do shots at 8.
I got burlesque show tickets at the Vine. I got Red Wings 4-packs because, Buzz... night is Saturday night at the Red Wings game. So we got all kinds of 4-packs of that to give away. Plus Boz Skaggs, legendary, coming to town. Kodak Center tickets for that all this morning. Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. We'll take a break. Come right back. 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy. We're looking at Thursday morning. And gray start, gray finish, 61 degrees. Scott Spisano here, Sandy Waters.
But we're right your there. Sunshine.
That's right.
Don't say that. Gray start, gray finish. Well, who's going to get out of bed for that?
Well, you just might see breaks of sun today in and out, but that's fine. You're going
to
be fine.
Scott used to be the guy who was always positive. Now he's like...
Okay, I just want to give you the fact of what's going to happen today.
Here's the question that I have.
We will be your sunshine. We will be the bubbles at the top of your milkshake when you blow into the straw.
Here's the question that I have.
What?
I saw this on Instagram because I don't have Tiki Taki. It's China. I saw this on Instagram. I was like, no freaking way. That looks way too easy to kill weeds. And I'm like, does anyone really do this? And how dangerous could this be?
Dangerous?
Yes. So
to kill weeds in your lawn or in your sidewalk or something?
Yeah, in your landscaping or whatever, right? So my husband found this solution, vinegar and salt.
Yes.
I think it's vinegar and salt.
Uh-huh.
And it's a natural solution and really works. He says he's so excited about this.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think this might be even easier than that.
What's that?
What do you use right now? Do you use anything? Do you do anything?
I pull them.
Oh, you just walk around and pull them?
Mm-hmm.
Butt in the air like the little lady with the...
Yeah.
Polka dot dress?
Anything in the yard itself, in the lawn itself. Sometimes I'll pull those, but then I'll spot treat them. I've got this stuff called Sunday, which is all natural. It's good for pets. You can drink it.
Is it vinegar and salt?
I've never drank it, but
no. Oh. Drink it. Oh, one buzz them, shots at 8.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do them there.
So I saw this video and this woman's like, this is the easiest way to kill weeds. Oh my gosh. It is a freaking blowtorch pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that? Does anyone use this?
I did
this?
See it. No. Yeah.
It's like on a long stick rod,
it's
whatever.
Propane. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not new. They've been used for years.
I know it's not new, but it's the first time I saw it. Listen, I don't do the yard work, so...
A lot of times when you're fixing asphalt, they'll use that to heat the asphalt up and tamp it down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know it has other purposes, so does a blowtorch. But I've never seen one of my neighbors take out a blowtorch to kill the weeds. Oh, but it looked so easy and fun. I'm like, does anyone actually do this? And how dangerous is it really?
It's as dangerous as you make it. And it is sounds like a hilariously fun. Of course, there's a no-burn thing in New York State till end of June or something like that.
What does that mean?
You can't really have bonfires and stuff. And
that's
probably
not a bonfire.
You can start a bonfire. You can start a fire
it's
with that.
Killing weeds. That's not the same thing.
It's fire. It's a torch. It's
what
flames.
What happened to you?
What?
You're like such a rule follower. You're creating more rules for yourself.
New York State can't light fires. Just can't. Don't turn on your gas stove. It's a no-burn warning.
No, it's, no outdoor flames. But yeah, I can see somebody being an idiot and setting something on fire and all of a sudden their car goes up in flames. And
well, the funny thing is at the end of this video, she's like, uh-oh, well, I came a little too close to my deck, and she shows this huge burn mark on her deck. I'm like, wait, why? You know you can edit a video, right? You don't have to put everything in there.
Right.
Why is that in there?
Because it's a dumb idea.
No, I don't know. It looked really cool, and I'm very curious if anybody is actually doing that. Do you actually get rid of your weeds? Because it took 2 seconds. Boom, boom. You know how when you throw like weed killer down or this vinegar or salt,
takes
whatever.
Takes a couple days.
Then it starts to slowly go yellow and then it just shrivels up. Mm-hmm. But it's still there, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
This zap out of here.
I see it on sidewalks. You can do it on sidewalks and cracks and stuff. But in your lawn would not make sense. In your landscaping?
No. Landscaping.
You have mulch? It's
no,
wood.
I don't have mulch. I have stone.
Oh, stone. I see. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're west side.
Hey, smarter. We're more efficient. You got to worry about mulch this year, and I don't.
Yeah. You don't have a lot of trees. That's the best, though.
Okay, so, yeah, somebody talk to me. Is this good? Because I want to buy that for Father's Day.
Tickets to the Lala's coming in a burlesque show. The Vine coming up this hour and all morning long.
Wow, he just totally...
Yeah, we're done with this, okay?
Oh, my God!
What else do you want to know?
And am I not entertaining you enough?
Nope.
Jeez.
Getting a little redundant. So let's keep it going. We will see a chance of rain here for later on this afternoon.
God.
And maybe some breaks of sun midday.
You're in a mood today.
No, I just want to stay on time.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
One of the best things about doing a radio show is not only working with you, Sandy Waters, but also like hearing squeals of delight when somebody wins something.
Aww.
And Margo just won the tickets to the Lala's, the burlesque show. She's taking her boss, Crystal.
Ooh.
It's girls' night out at burlesque show.
Margo is a kiss.
Maybe they're friends, you know? Maybe they're like more than just coworkers.
Well, no, that's strategy, Margo.
More,
I love it.
Yeah, more tickets to the Lala's coming up. Boz, Skaggs, Red Wings, all coming up on 98.9 of Buzz.
All right, so there's something different with the AP exams, and I believe, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but this is AP exam week? Question mark? Is it? If not, it's in this month.
Yeah.
Is when the kids take
man,
the AP exams.
You're in that world. I am so out of that world right now. You know?
So I never took AP classes. Wasn't smart enough.
Same
I didn't
hair.
Want to. Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, my daughter actually was humming and hawing over taking some AP classes this year. And I don't know if this is bad parenting or not, but I'm like, is that the field you want to go into? Why?
But,
if it's going to bring down your average, why?
Yeah, but like, That's weird. I've never, all through school, all through high school, I never thought about what I want to do, and everything I did worked up to it.
Is AP get you college credit? No, right? Does it? Wait, hold on.
Well, you're talking to a guy who did 2 years at Geneseo and then took a leave of absence, okay?
No, I think AP does get you college credit, doesn't it? Somebody tell me. I don't know. My mind isn't working right now. But anyhow, the AP exams are going to be a little bit different starting this year.
What?
Online instead of paper.
Oh.
This is the first year, like you probably never even thought of it, whether it was online or paper.
Right, yeah.
Just last year, they still had the little you know,
paper
like
tests.
Scan, what do they call it? The
little boxes?
Yeah.
Where you got it.
The little bubbles you have to fill in with your number two pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now it's going to go online.
Huh. Is it just because everybody's got a computer in class now, like a school-issued computer?
Probably, yeah. Like everything's going digital, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if they should. Do you like that, Dean? I don't know if I could take a test. I like the paper. I still like the physical. I can never be a kid nowadays.
You know what's weird? There's this app called Seesaw, which is the school app.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And yeah. I get Ellie's homework on it, and they do it all on the computer.
Everything's on the computer.
And like,
even at her age, the homework is on the computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't like that.
I can actually even touch it and it'll play it.
I know.
It'll play the question. Yep. It's wild.
This is, warning, this is going to make you so removed and detached. Right now, you're okay because you're in elementary school and the teachers are very active with that Seesaw, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Once it goes to Google Classroom.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be out of the loop, my
friend. That's fine.
You're going to be complete. So this is good for you. No guilt because they want you out of the loop.
You know what I miss? Pencil sharpeners.
No, I don't miss pencil sharpeners.
You have to raise your hand and go up and you're like, I'm all this. And you're like,
kids will never experience that.
Nope.
The chalkboard.
Chalkboard. Yeah.
Kids, you get that. That is something that kids will never experience. The smell, the erasers.
Yeah.
Slapping them together.
Listen, I was such a nerd. I was the one who wanted to, like, help clean the chalkboards, like, with the sponge to clean them. Like, yeah, make them all nice and shiny.
You're goody-goody.
That was me, yeah. Well, my mom was a teacher, and I got to do hers. And then, I'd come into school early with her, and I'd get to do her chalkboard. Then I was like, hey, Mr. So-and-so, can I do your chalkboard? He'd be like, yes, nerd.
Oh, guys, yeah. So good luck on the APs if you're taking the APs. And heads up, warning, I got the letter from the school. I don't know if you did, too. There's a Chromebook TikTok challenge, apparently.
What's that?
That kids are doing where this TikTok challenge is how to short out your Chromebook.
Your school Chromebook?
Yes. So the school sent a letter and says, okay, just heads up, parents, if you haven't seen this, make sure your kids are not participating in this Chromebook TikTok challenge. And oh, by the way, as a reminder, you are held responsible. You know, then they go into
you got to pay for it. They break it.
Yeah, because you signed something in the beginning of the year that says pretty much you will cover the cost of that school device.
Why would a kid brick their Chromebook on purpose?
Because it's a challenge.
So they...
You know, kids aren't thinking things through. These TikTok challenges are like, look what happens. This is so funny.
Hey, let's do the jump off the cliff challenge. That'll be fun. Yeah. We won't die.
Heads up. Talk to your kids about that. Kids, if you're going to school,
don't even think of it. Don't even think of it.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Something new at this year's Lilac Festival. First time ever, which maybe now is making sense why my daughter wants to have such a weird, different 21st birthday.
Oh, all right. I'm 98.9 to Buzz. It's Spazzano and Sandy. And
Red Solo Cup.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, nope.
I fill you up.
What?
Now,
let's have a party.
I will be honest with you.
What?
Part of me feels relief from about her idea. But Zero Proof Social Club at the Lilac Festival is a new thing, a new addition to the Lilac Festival this year.
Yeah, and non-alcoholic area, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you know how like they have the beer tent? Well, now there's the Zero Proof Social Club tent or whatever.
The near beer tent.
Where it's, all non-alcoholic beverages.
Nice.
And there's more and more people jumping on this bandwagon of, hey, listen, I don't need alcohol in my life. Like celebrities have come forward, right? Tom Holland from Spider-Man was one of them. Who else did I see on the list? I mean, just a slew of them. Anne Hathaway, I think, was one of them. Everyone, like, I don't know if it's now becoming a thing. I think I've seen studies to back it up that the younger generation just isn't as interested because they're more about their health and goals and whatnot, right?
Good, more for us.
Right. Okay, so now... So now I took out my, or I, you know, the family took out my niece for her 21st birthday.
Yeah, you were a designated driver.
Oh my God. Sunday, like we went out Saturday. Sunday was tough for all of us. I mean, we are old people. We shouldn't be hanging like we did, but it was for my niece's 21st birthday.
Hanging like you did, meaning like drinking like 21st birthday shots?
I was,
or
yes.
Just being up late like an old person?
All of it. Oh. All of it. I was the DD. So for me, it was just...
Long and boring.
Everybody else in the family, it was like, yeah, you're too old for that. I think you're 12 shots too far in.
They're ripping up Friday.
Yes. Okay. But it was fun. It was a great memory. And that's what it is. A great memory. Everybody has the memory of their 21st birthday.
Mm.
And it's often a ridiculously crazy memory.
Sure. So it's the first time you can legally consume alcohol.
That's the thing, right? That's just what you do, apparently. Yeah. Well, then now my daughter is going to be 21 in August.
Mm-hmm.
So my sisters were like, oh my God, okay, we got to recover because we got to recover for Leah's birthday.
we need three and a half months to recover.
That's what we said. We're like, we need some time. Okay, this will line out perfectly. 3 months, we got it, August. And my daughter's like, Ma, I don't want to do that. I have zero interest in that.
Going out and hanging one.
My family is not having it. They're like, they're like, what are you talking about? That's just what you do. And she's not only getting pressure, and it's fun, love, lighthearted pressure from my family, but from everybody.
Yeah. It's a peer pressure thing. It's definitely a peer pressure thing, whether it's family or friends. You know?
Here's the question. Anyone else dealing with this where your kid is like zero interest in it?
Mm-hmm.
And second, is it bad not to have that celebratory something on your 21st birthday because it is such a core memory we all have?
She is taking after you. You're not a drinker, right? Has she ever had a drink or been like had a, like a buzz?
Like
an alcohol buzz?
No, not a buzz. No.
Never?
I mean, I at
well, she
dinner,
don't know what
I'd
she's
be like,
missing.
Right. At dinner, I'll be like, here, have a glass of wine, whatever. Yeah. Like, have a taste. Now, listen, I don't drink, and I do it for health reasons, but when I had a 21st birthday, and I had a sloppy birthday, and it was a core memory.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a fun, like, proud memory, but it was a memory.
Okay, so if you embarrassed yourself, or if it was embarrassing, that's not something to be, like reluctant
so
about, whatever.
Isn't it so funny how we've all fed into this idea of what your 21st birthday should be like?
Right,
and I'm
right.
finding myself, like when my daughter told me, I don't want any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I found myself telling her, oh, come on, you just have to experience it. And then I stopped and I'm like, wait, but why?
Yeah.
Why am I feeding into this too?
Hi, Buzz. Morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's Teacher Megan.
Hey, Teacher Megan. Hello.
Hey. I think your daughter is, she's the same as me. When I turned 21, I told my parents, I was like, I have no interest in drinking.
Okay.
Was it because you saw your other friends just get like ham-boned and you're like, I don't want to do that?
No.
Oh.
I just didn't want to get in the habit. I'm a control freak, and I didn't ever want to lose control.
That's okay. I feel so close to you because that's exactly why I don't drink, for health reasons, to keep my mind sharp, but also because I hate not being in control. Yeah.
Right.
That's so funny.
Plus,
so
it's so expensive.
Do you have any regrets looking back and listening to all the, you know, everyone, all your friends and whatever talking about their 21st birthday? Do you have any regrets?
No. Okay. I honestly don't. I had brunch with my friends, and my mom, she did get a shot for everyone, and that was it.
That was it. Yeah. It's a rite of passage.
It
is.
I never felt pressure to drink it. I did, but that was it.
It's a weird time for her, because some of her friends now who are college age, she's 20, right? They're all doing what we know they're doing at college.
Yeah.
And they're almost, she's like, I feel like they're disinviting me because they know I don't like that stuff. So now I'm losing my relationships with them, and I'm like, I know.
Isn't that
this
weird?
This is just what's going to happen,
it's all
I guess.
Part of culture, yeah. And,
yeah.
And it sorts itself out, though.
I always offered to be a DD because, one, sometimes I'd get paid. My friends
are
You're just like Sandy.
Two, this you can be included still.
Freaking genius idea.
I'm like, oh, you're going to this party? Yeah, do you need a DD? I can do it.
I'm telling her that. That's such a great business opportunity. You should have created Uber. You were already thinking Uber before Uber existed.
You were the original Uber.
You were.
Uber chick.
Teacher Megan.
Teacher Megan Uber chick.
Oh, Uber would give me a pension, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah, you need the teacher thing for the pension, but the Uber for the side money. Right.
You followed the right path.
Love you. Thank you. Bye, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll take one more here on the buzz. Hi, it's Pazan Santa here. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Ray.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Ray.
I'm going to give away my age here a little bit. My first car was a Dodge Aspen station wagon, vinyl interior, vinyl floor coverings. It was for commercial use that I bought off a company.
Uh-huh.
My core memory for 21st birthdays isn't for myself. I've never been a big beer drinker. Mm-hmm. I was hosing out my car on Sunday for picking up the people I picked up on Saturday for their 21st birthday.
Thank God for interior vinyl.
I know. Bring back the vinyl.
That's funny. Thanks, man.
See, bye. Those are the memories my daughter's going to miss out on, I guess.
I don't know. Good luck.
She won't have a puke car. All right, coming up on the show, we got to get to... Oh, okay, so next week is EMS week, EMT week.
Yeah, yeah.
So if anybody wants to play along with this, see if you're cut out for that career.
Yes.
We have an EMT test quiz to give you.
Play along with this coming up, all right?
Of course, it's not a serious, really... You know, whatever. Okay. Plus, Jerker Justified is also coming up. Forbidding your husband to do something, Jerker Justified.
Boss Gags tickets. Got the burlesque show, the Lalas at Del Lago, all coming up.
Making mornings tolerable. You're welcome. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9. The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. 61 degrees, 76 for the high today with clouds and sun breaks, but maybe a shower, thunderstorm this afternoon. You can turn on the charm, like on a dime, right? I think both of us are built to be able to turn the charm on.
I don't know if that's what it's called. Just being me, turn on the charm sounds like...
Well, I mean, everybody has a tendency to be grumpy and whatever, but when you need to snap to it, you're like, boom,
right? It's not a negative. I think of when you turn on the charm, you're trying to like...
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Trying to sweet talk somebody.
Yesterday, so just to let you know, I had a great weekend. I'm going to get the Red Wings game on Saturday, but Friday night, I'm emceeing the gigantic RPO gala, yearly gala at the convention center.
So
huge. Like, scary. It's almost as scary as throwing out the first pitch.
So not you. No, it's kind of
It is. I'm all in the arts and music and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but it kind of is like, it's so polished and professional.
Yeah, that's why they have me.
It's so high end.
I mean, the Adam Bellow, the county executive, the mayor's going to be there. It's all.
You feel important, don't you? You feel important. Well, it's a proud moment for you.
Honored that they asked again this year. So last week, I'm like, I'm going to go get my talks because I need a tuxedo, right? And they're like, no, wait till next week. Well, guess what? The tux shop isn't open Monday or Tuesday. So now it's open yesterday, Wednesday, and the gig is Friday.
Okay.
And like, that's a long...
Scrum season. Yeah. I hope you can find one.
I know. I walked in at 12:01 when they opened yesterday, up at Vittorio's tuck shop. They've been there for years. I turned the charm on like you would not believe. I had to. This poor lady, I'm like, hey, how's it going? I know you just opened. I want to be your first and best customer.
Oh,
I was like, schmooze, Bill.
Slow down.
No, she was very cool. She
very
was very
first
cool
customers
it.
Laying it on thick.
I'm like,
what did you want?
A tuxedo.
Oh, that's it? You turned on the charm for a tuxedo? They sell tuxedos. They're fine. Would they deny you? Is there a chance?
No, to get a tux in 48 hours is a real Richard move.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
See, I don't know this tux world.
Okay, what you
do is,
as a guy, you go in, try a tux on, they fit it.
I get that part.
They send it out, they have it tailored, you come back in, you have it, you make sure they don't need any alterations.
The tux isn't tailored, is it?
Yes, yes.
I thought you go in.
Take one off the rack, no.
Yeah, it's like the Pope cassocks that you were describing.
No,
there's a whole bunch of them. Which one fits best?
No.
Here you go. Bring
you
it back on Saturday.
You try one on that's general. Then they tailor it to you, the length. And
there's no way they tailor every single one. Then you return it?
Yeah.
But then what do they do with it? They hope for a Spazano body to come back in? No.
I mean, there's a lot of people with a lot of same body types, but you got to get close. Once you get close, then they alter it a little bit. They can let the hem out when they're done, or pull the hem in.
Like that kind of thing.
They don't make it from scratch.
No. I'm saying they don't permanently hem it. It's like
Right. So I see. So to come in 2 days before I'm supposed to use it,
you are
a true Richard move.
Wow, it's a good thing you laid down the charm.
Exactly.
Did she buy into it? Was she like?
It was so easy. I'm leaning up on the counter like, hey.
Oh God!
Right.
This old guy's flirting
with
me.
Right. She's like, "What do you need this?" I'm like, "Friday." She's like, what are you looking for? And it was right
there.
I'm like, that one.
You know, she went to her friends and was like, oh, God, this old guy hitting on me today.
Yeah.
Hitting on the charm.
Exactly.
I'll be your favorite customer.
So Vittorio's Tuck Shop, thank you for everything. I really appreciate it.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, can I do it? Yes, I can. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Suzanne and Sandy, it's time to pick up the phone. Call us at 818-289-9. I've got a pair of tickets. What are we doing? To the Lalas over at the Del Lago Resort and Casino, a burlesque show a week from Saturday. You will take the EMT EMS test with us to see if you would qualify. Is that right?
Well, you're making it sound like it's a legitimate test. There's just certain careers that not everyone is cut out for. And you could be working in one of those careers right now.
Yeah.
And it so happens to be EMS week next week. So we thought that is one career that not everyone can do. So we're going to test it out.
Yeah.
But as you call in, 818-2899, first call through, I just want to give a huge shout out to Tony. She works at the BJ's in Greece.
Oh, yeah.
And she listens all the time, I guess. And I was like, oh, my God, Tony, that's my BJ's. I got to
stop. Oh, is that the one you're talking about where you drove up? You thought there was no line, was awesome, but the power was out.
The other day, right. And she goes, I was working that. We didn't get the power back up and running for, like, a long time after, and it was like the world ended for some of these members. I'm like, listen, cheap gas on the west side. Yes.
Yeah.
We will stand in line.
Hi, Tony, BJ's. What's up?
Oh my God, we love her so much. Okay. So here's the deal. So EMS week is next week.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Again, I'm just going to open up and say I'm stupid. EMS and EMT.
Emergency medical service.
Services and.
And technician.
Technician.
Right.
So EMS is the whatever. And then the technician is the individual, EMT?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're an EMT who works for EMS?
Keep going, please.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Matters.
See, this is why I'm done, because you poo-poo my questions.
I'm not poo-pooing your questions. It's irrelevant.
To boost the workforce emergency medical personnel, mm-hmm. Rochester has introduced a free training program for aspiring EMTs and paramedics.
That's cool. It smacks of desperation, and it scares us because, like, when you need an ambulance and there ain't one, it's, you know, we need, it's like EMTs, air traffic controllers, people like that, people in law enforcement, fire people, right?
But yes. I'm going to give you a but. Now, part of this initiative to get more people in the field, and mm-hmm. it's funded by the American Rescue Plan. They're using some of that money mm-hmm. for this initiative to mm-hmm. cover tuition.
Nice.
School supplies. Wow. Transportation services and child support.
Wow.
If that is holding you back from moving forward with this career.
With this free program? Damn.
Which is legit,
right? Yeah, that's great.
And you could go, you could apply through MCC or AMR.
Okay.
The website, all the information is right there. So that is big, all for the EMS week next week.
Yeah. Now, or just knock on an ambulance when you see one. Say, hey, man, can I do what you
do? Here's the question, though.
Okay, what? Wait, you want to, hi, the buzz, hello? Hi, the buzz. Good morning. I'm talking to you I'm in the car. You can hear me right now through your phone. Hello? Hey, that's you.
Okay. See, that person is not cut out to be EMS. This is what I'm saying. You're going to offer this free program. Not everybody should be applying.
Hello, the buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Just turn your radio down. You're on with us. Okay. Well, now keep going, Sandy. Okay.
Okay. Do you think you would be cut out for this type of career? Are people self-aware enough to know, nah, I can't do that?
What do you say?
Absolutely not.
So you don't even need to take this test.
Well,
Scott, do you think you could do it?
I probably could.
Yeah, see?
See, no, blood and guts don't bother me. And, you know,
it's not about the blood and guts. I don't care if it bothers you.
What?
How are you going to treat the patient? You are so clunky. If I could describe you in one word, it would be clunky.
Okay, well.
He's very loving, though.
Yeah.
His heart is huge.
Yeah,
but his hands
you.
Are also clunky and huge.
I can be soft.
You got man hands.
Man hands.
Nothing you do is soft.
Okay.
So, again, right. We got to have the right people apply for the job. So, let's test your EMT score. Are you ready?
Okay. Who's this, by the way? What's your name?
It's Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for calling in. All right. Let's take a little test.
Stephanie. Scotty,
yes.
You see someone collapse in the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
What's your first instinct?
Call 911.
A, I'm going to give you options.
Okay.
A, run toward to help.
Yes.
B, look around for someone else to help. C, panic and freeze. D, pretend you don't see it.
Oh, God. No, if I see someone take a dive, I'd go right toward them.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
And do what?
Assess it and then yell out to call somebody, call 911 if they need it.
Okay, Stephanie?
He's watched the training videos at work.
No.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, okay, what would you do? You would go back to the training video?
No, I'm saying he's watched them because
I've
that's
watched
exactly
the training.
What they say to
do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what would you do?
I would look around and make sure there's nothing around that could be dangerous. To approach the person.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay,
good.
You would approach too? Okay, you guys are both doing really good so far.
Yeah, okay.
Number two.
All right,
do you know how to do CPR? A, yes, certified and ready. B, I watched a video once. C, I've seen it on TV. Or D, no clue, but I probably tried chest compressions to the beat of Staying Alive.
Yes, D. I know Staying Alive. Yeah.
Yeah, me D too.
Yeah, I'm a D.
Oh, great. Great.
You can also do it too. Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah, right. Another One Bites the Dust, which is the other one. Yeah,
impressed by that. Okay.
I'm a D on that one.
Final question. Someone cuts themselves badly at a barbecue.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? A, apply pressure and stay calm. B, call 911 and offer moral support. C, yell, we need help! D, cover your eyes and offer a Band-Aid.
Stephanie?
Apply pressure.
I would apply pressure, too.
I think you guys are both cut out for it.
Yeah, I think
you
can make it. Yeah, absolutely. Woo! Yeah.
Great.
All right, Steph. Maybe we could be a team in the ambulance together.
Oh, great.
I would love to work with you.
I know. I'd love to work with you, too. All right. That's the deal.
Yeah.
Hey, for doing this, I'm going to send you and your guest to the Great Del Lago Resort and Casino to go see the Lala's Burlesque Show at the Vine Showroom next Saturday night.
Thank you so much.
All right. Can you hold the line? I'll get your info.
Sure can.
Okay, stand by. Thanks for playing on the buzz. Appreciate
it. Say, Stephanie, if your career goes sour, you can always EMT it.
Or get into burlesque.
Oh. Or fill my seat because you always wanted to work with Scotty.
Yeah, you can come in when Sandy's gone.
Okay, Jerk or Justified is coming up. I'm just going to put this out there and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
But when you forbid your husband to play an adult league sport, Jerk or Justified.
All right, traffic and tunes on the buzz, commercial free.
They talk, you laugh. It's a whole thing. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
What we're known for, deciding the moral compass in Rochester. So I saw this story, and this is going to lead us into Jerk or Justified. So follow me here.
Okay.
It's called Old Guy Action.
Old Guy Action.
Yep. There's a group of guys, and they named it. This is like self-named. They named it a group of guys between the ages of 60 and 80 years old who play hockey together.
60 and 80?
At the Rochester Ice Center in Fairport.
Hockey?
Yes. 80 years old.
Damn.
And they're like, yeah, every Monday morning starting at 8:30, they play for 90 minutes. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And what they call old guy action.
That's the name of the team?
Old guy action
sounds creepy to me. Like, hey, girls.
Hold
college,
on.
College girls. Hey, we're going to go get some old guy action tonight. It's like, ew.
Wait a minute. Are you guys listening right now? Is that why you named that? There's a double thingy going on. They probably are snickering to themselves. Hey, this is what we're going to call up, but we're going to tell our wives.
You mean wasn't the first thing that came to your mind?
No.
You're so naive.
I'm like the ignorant wife where I'm like, oh, okay, old guy action. Yeah, you're going to play hockey. Wasn't even thinking that.
All right.
Anyhow, there is a woman who plays too, though, so I don't know why we're calling it old guy action. But Kathy Vaughn, who is a nurse, says that she makes sure they all behave as far as not push themselves too much because of injuries.
What is it, flag hockey?
Well, kind of. I don't know. They don't get aggressive on you guys. Hockey is like the one sport where you're waiting for a fight. Well, not when I say you're waiting. I don't mean me. I mean my husband's waiting for a fight to break out. I don't like the fighting. But
hockey,
she says,
for old people, like, you're going to break a hip.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So she says, listen, I make sure that the guys are okay and safe. And if they are getting a little too much, too aggressive, I sit them in timeout and I sit with them. And I'm like, that's awesome. Kathy, that's awesome. So anyhow, then it made me chuckle, and I'm telling my husband about this. Look at this old man hockey, 60, 80 year olds. That's awesome. And he goes, is it awesome? Because you forbid me to play hockey.
You do?
I do. I go, oh,
why?
Yeah, that's right.
Just because he tore his ACL once. I'm sorry, twice, four
exactly.
times, whatever.
No, he tore.
What did he do?
Wait, he only tore once, didn't he?
I know, yeah.
Yeah. That was terrible, okay? Having my husband out of commission for 6 weeks, not good.
I know. Who's going to cook and clean the laundry?
Right?
Damn.
So I've from that day forward, I forbid him to play any men's league because it's just too aggressive of a sport. And he's an old dude.
We're going to put you in the judgment zone, though.
You
can't forbid your significant other from doing a sport or a hobby?
Yeah.
818-2899.
Did he text you last night about it? Because he did say he was going to text you and say, I'm going to, this is a great joke or justify.
Oh, it is. He didn't even need to text me because I know exactly where he's coming from.
I think it's fine.
I think you need to call 818-2899. Boss Skaggs, tickets are up for grabs. Call us up. Make it jerk or justified to deny your spouse a hobby or sport.
Well, because it's dangerous.
Because, it's dangerous. Okay. Hey, good morning, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Hey, jerk justified.
I say it's jerk.
I know, I agree.
You're supposed to be a liar.
I this time I have to disagree, but you could get hit by a bus.
Right.
The chances on the ice rink are a little bit greater.
Yeah, but again, if they're watching it, right? You know, and if there's a nurse out there making sure they don't
there's not always a nurse in the men's league. This is just so happens to be this league, but typically there's not a nurse on hand scolding you when you're pushing yourself too much. You know how these guys
How old is your husband? He's 50.
He's old man.
That is not an old man.
It's called old man hockey.
And you are a jerk. It doesn't matter.
That's not
old. There's athletes out there that are 75 that would kick your butt.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Okay, fine. I registered it. It's under jerk, but...
I'm sorry. I got to go jerk on this one.
Yeah. Who's this?
Or jerk.
This is Debbie.
Debbie?
Yep.
Debbie, you were first called through. I got a pair of tickets to Boz Skaggs in concert.
Oh, awesome. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is going
to
be...
bring my husband.
Yeah, that's right. Cause when he's not...
I hope he doesn't get injured.
I know. Hit by a bus. Boss Gags coming to Kodak Center Monday, November 10th. See, tickets do go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Boss Gags, this always sells out, so you're in before they're even on sale. Congrats.
Thanks so much.
All right. Hold the line. Hook you up. Look at the calls here. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified for not allowing your spouse to do that?
Don't be a jerk. Oh,
Sandra,
my Lord.
Come on.
I mean, come on. I could see if it was like, you know, competitive motocross, like sports or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I get that. But what's next, Sandy? You're going to tell him, oh, you can't go bowling unless you have the bumpers on the side?
You know, bowling's a safe sport. I'm cool with bowling. I'm cool with golf.
No.
I am not. No, you know what?
What?
My husband, this is how bad it is. My husband went golfing because my younger daughter golfed. So they did a, you know, parent, kid, golf, whatever at the end of the season last year. He goes up. He tries to do the Happy Gilmore, whatever. His knee gives out, and he tumbles down the golf hill at the tee. Like, it is such a crazy video. Did you see the video, Scotty?
He whiffed. He whiffed.
He totally whiffed, but his knee went, wah. I go, that's even freaking from golf. Could you imagine if you played hockey?
See, here's
no,
the thing.
No, we ain't doing that.
Here's the thing.
You know, it's not a perfect world. Screws fall out all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just part of life. Now, I mean,
I don't want to nurse him
to
health.
You can't get your nails done because driving is a dangerous thing, and you might get hurt at some point.
Well, what about all the chemicals in that nail polish?
Listen, I don't want to nurse him to health. I'll be honest. He's a baby.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Oh. All right. Take care, man.
Bye, buddy. All right. Hey, Buzz. Good morning. Is it Jerk or Justified?
Jerk. I had a first husband who played front and center at center, and the second one was a goalie. So, and then middle of summer, I sat with a winter coat, boots, hats, because they played at Ling Road.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, and it's fun. Then you get to go be with them and watch the game.
Yeah, exactly.
I could be with him on the couch, you know.
Don't deny him, you introvert.
No.
Deny
him. A little pricey, but it's a fun game. It is.
Until he gets injured.
Until he gets injured.
See, Sandy's of that mindset. If something happens once, it's always going to happen over and over and over.
Well, did you hear my golf story? He was just swinging a club and his knee gives
out. Yeah, but like he did injure himself at hockey once, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen again.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You're padded, you're this and you're that. And when you go to the Amherst game, I want people to go to the penalty box.
That's right. Yeah.
I would be sitting in that penalty box scolding everybody.
Yep.
Big air ball.
It's fun.
Slow down.
I need you to write fisticuffs 100 times. All right. Thank you.
The verdict is.
What do you think?
Jerk.
Yeah, of course it is. Think of the great exercise he's getting.
How did I not get not even one concerned wife to back me up?
No.
Not even one. Do you people like it when your husband is a baby and sick? It's weird. Get up. Do something around the house. I ain't got time to wait for you to nurse your ACL back to health.
Play in the league with him. Then you can hip check him.
God, that would be awesome.
Yeah, man.
Did you see me on skates playing hockey? No.
You get it eventually.
I ain't doing that. I don't like to get hurt.
That's giving me happy feet. It's giving me happy feet. It's 98.9
okay.
A Buzz. It's Fizzion and Sandy, some wild cherry, and speaking of happy feet, we're dancing with the Ark in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, we already got, so on Thursdays in the 8 o'clock hour, we invite you, the Buzz listener, to come in and hang out with us because you're all part of our family. So
your
in the
family.
Your family.
Yeah, I love you.
Studio. We have already everybody's coming in. This is going to be so fun. I'm ripping up the slips of paper for the honesty box because before you guys leave, you have to submit into the honesty box. I'll explain later.
Yeah.
So we're going to do shots. We're going to do keep it PG.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to give away Red Wings tickets.
You thought you were coming in just to talk about Dancing with the Ark. No, there's so much more to this.
A lot more than that.
The Buzz.
Are we ready? 8 o'clock hour is here. It's time to do this. Here we go. All right. Here we go. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday Live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. Here we go. Yeah. Second.
Shot.
Live studio audience here.
Cheers.
Yeah, we're doing a little shotty shots here.
Yay.
Ah, grape juice.
Oh, Kristen, very impressed.
Yeah.
Kristen got the biggest shot.
Yeah.
And she's like, why don't you have it? You're the professional. I think you are the professional.
Well, let's tell people who's here. First of all, we have Kristen from the great Ark of Monroe, Dancing with the Ark, and a couple of their stars. Georgiana, hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. Are you excited to be in it this year?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
And Gio Battaglia from News 8.
Good morning.
WRC, Gio. Hey, man. Are you usually up this early? Or?
No, I'm normally on the night shift, so this is a nice change for me, but yeah. It's nice to see the sunrise.
Well, any day you want to come in, if one of us isn't here, you're more than welcome to come in and hang out.
All
and
right.
Show with us. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Gio, okay. You and me, honey. Okay, so Dancing with the Ark is June 5th at the ballpark at Innovative Field, and this is the most amazing event. Every time we host it, Scotty and I just rave about it.
Oh, we love it.
Not because you're sitting right here, Kristen. We really do truly love this event.
We do a lot of charity events, and we love doing them. But this, there's something about this event which you can't, like, you have permagrin and your face hurts by the end of the event. Yeah. It's just so wonderful. Everything about it is so great.
And we want to help as much as we can make it a big, big deal. So mark it in your calendar. If you haven't already, June 5th is the date of the event. And it's pretty much a Dancing with the Stars, but with the Ark.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get into the full details about it, but make sure you go to arkmonroe.org. And just slash dancing and just check it out.
Okay.
You can even vote for Georgiana and Gio.
That's right. That's the right choice.
Yes, exactly.
I love it how we're like, oh, Georgiana, is this your first time? And you're like,
Yes,
it is. And then we go to Gio and we're like, is this your first time? And he goes, well, with Dancing with the Ark. Every other day of the
364
week.
364 days of the year. Yeah, maybe.
This is not fair. This is good. A good partner you were paired up with, Georgiana.
Funny, friendly, and just the right amount of ridiculousness. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Our guests in the studio, it's Thursday. If you ever want to come in with us and hang out for the hour,
let us know. On Thursdays, and we play Keep It PG with our friends at Dancing with the Ark.
Oh, here we go.
Exactly what you want to be associated with.
Oh, boy.
Gio Battaglia from News 8 WRC and also your superstar dancer, Georgiana. Hi, Georgiana.
Hi.
Okay, we ready?
Well, is Kristen and Tyler playing too from the Ark?
Yeah, they can use your mic. Yep. Yeah. Kristen,
you guys are going to have to play too.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Keep it PG. Here's the rules. You can't use the same word someone else uses. You have 5 seconds to respond, so you can't take forever.
And you have to keep it PG.
And you have to keep it PG.
And the only reason this messes with your head is the title of the contest.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
You're running late, and every red light you hit. Wait, hang on. Let's start again.
Okay.
You're running late, and every red light hits you. What do you yell out that starts with the letter F?
Who wants to go first? Tyler, you go first.
Tyler, kick us off.
Freebird!
I love that one. That's a good
one.
Fine. Oh,
good one.
Yeah.
Funny.
Funny, yeah.
For Pete's sake.
Mine would be fiddlesticks.
Oh, jeez. Okay, you all got a point. Very good.
Oh, good.
Name something you touch every morning that starts with the letter M.
Oh.
A mop. A mop every morning? Oh, my God. Can I marry you now? No. A mirror.
Ah, good one.
That's a hard one.
I know. M. Mm.
Microphone!
Ah, oh, you stole mine!
A mouse? Like a computer mouse, maybe?
Oh, okay.
Good one.
She stole mine.
I don't know.
One.
My butt? I don't know.
Right. Fiddlesticks.
Final one. After the 9th dancing rehearsal for Dancing with the Ark.
Oh, God.
Your ankles start to swell up like what? That starts with the letter P.
Oh, like P. Hmm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pancakes. He said pancakes.
Pancakes.
Yeah. Yes. He said it very soft, though. Pancakes.
I've swollen like a pancake before.
Yeah.
Kristen?
Nope. 3.
Pot pie.
He got pot pie ankles. Georgiana?
Popsicle stick?
Oh. Yeah!
That was good.
Popcorn?
Ah. Popcorn ankles. Scott?
Piggly Wiggly.
Very good! Yay! Keep it PG. I'm Spezzano and Sandy.
Here come the Red Wings. We really love them because they're Silver's pride and joy.
98.9 Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy, the original Red Wings theme song.
Yeah.
Of the great Rochester Red Wings in town for homestand this week. And Dan Mason, general manager, he's coming in tomorrow to kick off the weekend.
Okay, so in the studio, we have Dancing with the Arc. We have Gio and Georgiana, who are a dancing duo for Dancing with the Arc on June 5th at Innovative Field. We have Kristen and Tyler from the Arc of Monroe. Now, you guys know and understand the pressure of performing in front of people, right? Yeah. Georgiana, have you ever performed in front of a group of people?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Okay. Do you get nervous at all?
Yes.
Oh, you do.
So how do you overcome your nerves? What makes you feel better?
Just, like, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
There you go, Scott. That's all you got to do. Because Scott's throwing out the first pitch this weekend, and he's so stinking nervous. Like, nothing gets to this guy.
Nothing gets to me. Like, it's weird. I mean, I've interviewed all these famous people, and I get up on stage for concerts and stuff.
Okay, now you're bragging.
Now to have 14,000 people staring at me, wanting me to fail.
Yes, that's what it is.
But that's where it gets me crazy.
Here's the question. Would you rather the stadium be empty? Because it's before the game actually starts, right? So it's as people are trickling in, you do the first pitch. So would you want the stadium to be empty?
No.
Oh, you want people there.
Why would I want to be empty? No.
That's how I want my first pitch. It's weird.
If a tree falls in the forest and no one is there.
Right. Did I throw out the first pitch or not? You never know.
You did not.
But there's some people who crave, and I think our kids are more about this, the next generation. They crave the attention and they crave the, I need a group to watch me. Mom, watch me. Mm. I was under the generation of, nobody look, please.
Well, you are a middle child.
So the minute you give me a crowd cheering me on, mm-hmm. I just freeze up and I stop.
You chose the best career ever.
I know, right? But are you like that? You're not like that then? You want people cheering you on.
It's weird. I don't, it's great, but I don't seek it. You know, I mean,
but is it a motivator? Is it a motivator to have people go, go, Scott,
no,
go.
No, it's not a demotivator, but
It's a demotivator.
No, it's not a demotivator for
me. I was running a race in high school. I ran track for like not even a season. Ran my first race.
I think you ran
race.
It for actual one circle.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Because I was so close to the finish. And this happened too when I ran a 5K in the summer. Same exact scenario. I was so close to the darn finish line and my family was there cheering me on. You can do it. You got this.
And you heard them.
Stopped, walked the rest of the way.
Why?
Something demotivated. I don't know what it is. I think I have trauma of some sort. I don't know.
Well, you are a middle child.
So. And the minute you see rock star, done. I'm out. I'm not competing. So what do you want us to do?
I don't know. Listen, give me some advice. How to get over this. 818-2899. I've got Red Wings tickets to give you for Saturday night.
Georgiana, what do you want the crowd to do? Because there's going to be a big crowd for Dancing with the Arc. What do you want us to do for you? Quiet or cheer you on?
Cheer us on.
Yeah. Agreed. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, you feed off of that?
Oh, God, yeah.
It motivates you, doesn't it?
You're the younger generation, though, you two. That's why.
Well, that's how I got into this competition. I did Taylor Swift's Eras Tour for my birthday party.
Oh,
I
nice.
Made all my friends sit around the backyard, and I did 2.5 hours of the show.
Oh, you did the show.
In front of your friends?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they were all into it.
That is not
me. It was my
me.
Birthday, so they all had to sit there and at least pretend. Of course. Like
you had seatbelts on those
yes,
chairs,
exactly.
right?
You can't. You did the entire tour?
Mm-hmm. 2.5 hours.
You crack me up. Okay, so you guys are a different generation. Kristen, well, you're younger too, Tyler, right?
Yeah.
Are you the look at me, mom, look at me generation?
I don't think so.
No?
Kristen, you're like me then.
Yeah, I think so. I think our parents were so busy back in our generation that they weren't even around to watch us.
Right, they're both like working today, and doing their thing, right?
They didn't care.
So mm-hmm. would you want a crowd watching?
I think the motivation of the crowd would help me. I think I would.
It cripples you like for your fear, but it also gives you encouragement at the same time to just do it, regardless of how...
No, because people, it's now you out. Know people are watching you and counting on you. Like whenever
no,
I do an event.
No, they're counting on me to fail. So I have a 90% chance of giving them what they want.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Look at it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Because whenever you see somebody throw out the first pitch, you're like, yeah, let's see how this game is, right? Right? And I can't do like the gymnast, like the girl that did like the back flip throw thing. Did you ever see that video?
Well, I don't know if that's what they're expecting you
right,
to
right,
do.
Right, from him. So what do you, you got to do something creative.
No.
So what do you, what, don't shut it down. We're brainstorming right
okay.
now. There's no bad idea in a brainstorm.
Okay.
What do you think Scott should do that will pop? memorable?
I don't know. It's got to be something that's least expected.
Well, yep. I can't do a split. Okay. All right. So I can split my pants.
Yeah, but we don't expect a split from you.
Is it something physical?
Well, I don't know. What do you think he should do? Oh, can he borrow one of your Taylor Swift costumes?
Oh, sure. I got you. Pick an era. I've got it for you.
How fun would that be?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're in music. That's yeah.
It. I'll mail it on over.
She's yeah. Oh my god.
No, he's not going to do that.
All I want to do is actually right now. If you want to go see me fail miserably, call 818-2899. Family 4-packs to the Red Wings game this Saturday, 6:45 game time. And a little earlier, not a lot earlier, just like 15, 20 minutes before the game starts will be the first pitch.
Yeah, just don't show up late to the game.
You don't want to miss that, right? 818-2899, first two calls, win from 98.9 The Buzz. Buzz, Pisano Sandy, Scott's Pisano, Sandy Waters, and a bunch of stars from Dancing with the Arc. Yeah, coming up in June. Gio is here from Channel 8 and also Georgiana. Two superstar dancers in competition, right?
Well, they're a dancing duo.
Yeah.
So they're not in competition with each other. Right. They're...
It takes two to tango.
Yes, absolutely. Just everyone else.
Yes. How many teams are there going to be for this event?
There's five teams.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, Georgiana, are you friends with anybody else?
No.
And anybody... dancers? You don't know any of the other dancers?
No.
So there's no guilt. There's no guilt. There's no going easy on him.
Right.
Not at all.
So you got nothing to lose when you beat the pants off.
And this is the plan. They do every year. Is this your third year doing it, Kristen? So this is an event they do every year at the ballpark, mm-hmm. Innovative Field. June 5th is the date. But we invite everybody to come out because you guys need an audience. I mean, we just talked about it. They feed off the energy of people. Yeah. So you show up. Donate. How much are tickets? Where do we get tickets? And then you can vote for the winner of Dancing with the Arc. Mm-hmm.
Yes, tickets are only $25 per person. Mm-hmm. And with that, you get $10 in diamond dollars, which is the credit for the concessions at the ballpark.
Oh, well,
an amazing deal. And new this year, kids 5 and under are free.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, so a lot of little ones have been coming in the past. So that's been great. So yeah, you can go to arcmonroe.org/dancing to mm-hmm. buy your tickets ahead of time, or you can buy them at the door as well.
And you can see all of the dancers that are going to be performing, and then you can learn more about them, and then you can also vote, which is awesome. And
there's categories, right? There's different categories of what you could. What? Why are you giving me that?
I'm sorry, you're off mic.
Isn't there most popular or like?
Yes,
different?
The judges will determine that. Yes, mm-hmm. But what the public can do is they can, for $5 each, they can go online and vote for their favorite duo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you love Georgiana and Gio,
which you do,
which I'm clicking on right now.
Obviously, you can go in. Yeah. I gotta say, Gio was mm-hmm. the first celebrity dancer that we zoned in on when we were thinking about dancers for this year.
Okay,
he knows a handful of people in our office, and they have been singing his praises for as long as we've known them.
Nice.
So when we saw him performing on TikTok and such, we knew that he was our number one choice.
Natural. He's a natural.
Yes. So
he's a natural.
So not trying to be biased here, but you could vote for him and Georgiana, or mm-hmm. there's four other duos that would also love your vote, or vote for all of them.
Yeah.
Because all the money goes to the ARC Foundation of Monroe for the ARC programs and employees.
Yeah, and it stays right here in Rochester. Yeah. So once again, go to arcmonroe.org/dancing. Good like that.
This is
all right. Can you give us some tips and tricks on the best tips and tricks on dancing?
Oh, Georgiana, you got to start us off.
Yeah.
Feel the music, Scott.
You feel the music?
Yeah, feel the music. You know, you put so much effort into learning the dance and making sure it's perfect that once you have the moves down, you really just got to work on, you know, making it energized so that the crowd feels the energy too.
Now, are you guys concentrating on facial, like, expressions? You have to always have a smile on while you're dancing? Do you have to do that too?
I think mm-hmm. most definitely once you have, like I said, once you have the moves down, you've got to start working on it.
Does the dance ever become like muscle memory where it just happens like ethereally, just like that?
Well,
or you really have to think about it while you're doing it?
I went through it yesterday, the dance, and it had been a few days, I will admit, and it kind of just came back. And I was like, all right, we got this.
Yeah.
So Scott and I tried to do a flash mob thing when that first started. Whenever we had an 80s party. Was it an 80s
party? It was a Halloween party. We tried to do Thriller.
Okay, it was Halloween or 80s. Yeah, one of those. And we're like, let's do the flash mob. And Scott and I are in it. And we're part of this group of people. We were terrible.
I mean, we went to dance studios and we practiced every
week.
We were
awful.
I even tried to practice at home and it just didn't.
We give you so much credit in the world.
Like, yeah. It is there's amazing. Really nothing as such as a bad dancer.
Oh, yeah. You are having fun. Right? Let's show you. We'll show you.
Right.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, so thankful to be a part of this. And please help out if you can. The Arc of Monroe, this great Dancing with the Arc event. Coming up next month. In a couple of weeks, practically,
June 5th, Innovative Fields, and arcmonroe.org is how you can find out information. You can always reach out to us here, too. We'll help you out.
All right. It's coming up to the 9 o'clock hour. It's the commercial-free 98 next on 98.9 The Buzz.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.